Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
My dad, I used to argue with him because he was pretty conservative, and he would make that argument quite a bit that the welfare state incentivized the disruption of black marriages because if you were poor, which, you know, most black people were in the first half of the 20th century, you were not eligible for same kind of benefits if you were a family system. I will say this, I think when they decided on who gets benefits and they discounted black families and couples or made them less eligible, they created a disincentive. So I think that's fair, but I think that certainly is not the linchpin of inequality or why we see economic disparities that we see. Mm-hmm. The wealth gap right now in the U.S. is 10-1.
Okay.
It's 10-1 for white black. That's not because of welfare policy. That's actually not a big enough portion of the population to explain that anyway. So there's a lot of other factors that come into play, but I do think when we think about supporting people in poverty in our society, you shouldn't be penalized because you're in a marriage.
How much of some of the factors you were talking about, Dr. Hughley, how much of that would be related to, say, a personal responsibility?
Yeah, I mean, we certainly all have personal responsibilities. I think, you know, when I talk to my students, I'm like, I put up a graph, and on one end of the graph, I have, you know, systematic racism, and on the other end, I have personal accountability. And I say, even the most progressive, leftist, liberal people, I would say they still have someone in their family that they know messed up the opportunity they had, that there was their personal accountability that created the challenges that they have. So I think we all believe in some degree of personal accountability. Mm-hmm. But to be way on the other side of the spectrum and put all or most of what we see on personal accountability, I think is usually an uninformed perspective, not knowing this history that we've been discussing, not knowing what we've systematically done as a society to oppress, to exclude, and to act violently upon a certain group, and create some of the challenges that we see today. African-Americans and Africans and Native Americans in particular have long and proud histories of strong family structures, strong societies. They look different from European societies, but they were strong societies, and that was undone. Mm-hmm. And so to not recognize that is really to say, hey, these people have a problem in who they are, and that's not the facts of history. That's not the informed position based on a historical record.
Doctor, during our Address the Unrest Summit online at kdkradio.com, Dr. James Hughley joining us from the University of Pittsburgh Center on Race and Social Problems on the Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Someone said that black Americans feel like second-class citizens in their own country. They say, as noted in the Address the Unrest Summit, that they want or demand equal seats at the table. Is it time to stop focusing on hyphenated Americans and just value everyone being Americans? You know, everybody says, hey, I'm an Italian American, or I'm a this American, or I'm an African American. Would doing away with that type of distinction help?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think, you know, it's a situation where these things are mutually exclusive. I don't think we have to not acknowledge our rich and important individual heritages in order to come together and have justice in a just country. Because if we just start to say tomorrow, hey, let's not talk about being African American, let's talk about being American. If you do that, then you are saying, okay, let's set aside this 400 years of history that have created the inequality that we see today. And when you want to remedy that, you have to know the history. You have to be aware of it. One of the questions I ask my students is, if we don't talk about race, how do we explain inequality? And I think that's what happens in a lot of white families. They don't talk about race, and young people and adults are left to their own devices to explain inequality. Well, if you're watching movies and you're watching the news and that's how you're learning about African Americans, those images are so distorted that you're going to begin to think of blaming them for their own plight, or it's all about individual accountability when there's this long history that we don't know. And so I would also say it is very important that we understand and believe that all people are fully human, have a right to prosper, and have a right to pursue their own human dignity, and are valuable people. At the same time, and I know this from my research on Black youth and Black identity, it's actually quite valuable for them to have a strong racial identity. It's actually protective. It makes them more resilient. They're higher achievers. And so that is actually a value. So you'd be sacrificing that to set that aside. And I think it's a value because of the history of our country and the nature of our society, which often tells them they're less than. It's important that they know their own history, know that they're not less than, that they are someone. And lastly, it is also valuable to believe that all people are created equal. Youth that believe that tend to be higher achievers and tend to have better developmental outcomes. So we can do both. You can celebrate St. Patrick's Day. You can celebrate Juneteenth. You can celebrate your history and still work towards a just society without setting those things aside. And what we cannot do is set the history aside.
Very well put. Dr. James Hughley of the University of Pittsburgh Center on Race and Social Problems joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. You can follow him on Twitter at Hughley Pitt. That's H-U-G-U-L-E-Y Pitt. And on your account, says it all. You have an indication about Proverbs chapter 31, verse 8 through 9. Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves, for the rights of all who are destitute. Speak up and judge fairly. Defend the rights of the poor and the needy. And you are doing just that, and you are really a jewel here in Western Pennsylvania. And we thank you for all of your input and your knowledge and your insight. Where can somebody who is hearing some of the things you were talking about institutional racism in our government, where can somebody who's just sitting at home, a white guy like me, where can I find some reliable information on that?
Kevin, you can go right to our website, CRSP, the CRISP, crsp.pitt.edu. We have a tab on the homepage that says Understanding Racism, and you'll get many of the resources that I'm drawing from that speak on these issues way better than me. And so we definitely appreciate, this is not a battle only for people of color to fight, for Black people to fight. We appreciate white people that want to be informed and want to understand the full history of this country and want to make it a more just place for everyone, so we do appreciate that.
Dr. James Hughley, the website crsp.pitt.edu. Dr. James Hughley, I cannot thank you enough for spending this amount of time with me and our listeners and giving us the knowledge and giving us your insight. Thank you so much for joining us on KDKA Radio.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.